Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Press TV's rolling coverage of the situation going on in Palestine. First of all, let's give you an update of the situation on the ground. Well, the Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip is currently in its 17th day. And as we speak, so far, 717 Palestinians have been killed since Tel Aviv began pounding Gaza on July 8th. More than 4,500 others have also been injured as a result of this Israeli onslaught. A bulk of those killed consist of women and children. More than 150 children have been killed as a result of this onslaught. Of course, we know that the Palestinian resistance fighters have also been retaliating for the heavy barrage of Israeli missiles on Gaza. We're hearing that the Palestinian resistance forces have inflicted heavy losses on the Israeli army in retaliation for this onslaught. The Israeli army has confirmed that three other soldiers were killed in clashes with Hamas fighters in Khan Yunus on Wednesday morning. Let's get more now from our correspondent on the ground in Gaza, Ashraf Shannon. Ashraf, over to you. What is the latest as we speak?
Well, Hassan, the number continues to rise. The number of fatalities and the number of the injuries. Just minutes ago, we learned that a little girl was killed in the northern Gaza Strip refugee camp of Jabalia when Israeli warplanes attacked a mosque and the debris hit the girl's house and killed her and injured several people and from her family. Also, Israeli tanks and warplanes are bombing the northern areas of the Gaza Strip, such as Jabalia, Beth Hanun, and Beth Lahia. And there's a situation of Khaza'a, east of the southern Gaza Strip town of Khan Yunis, where people there have been appealing for help as they are not able to leave a building where at least 70 people were seeking refuge there, running away from Israeli artillery shelling and tank shelling. And witnesses in the area been telling us that that building was already hit by at least one Israeli tank shell, and they're talking about some people were killed and injured there. So we're still waiting for more details on that situation there. Meanwhile, Palestinian resistance fighters continue to fire rockets towards Israel. Firing of rockets have scored a major victory for the Palestinians, for Hamas fighters, for members of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, as one of the rockets fell near the Ben Gurion airport, which made the Federal Aviation Authority in the United States to stop flights to Israel, and also some European companies have followed suit.
All right, Press TV's Ashraf Shannon, our correspondent, reporting from Gaza. Thanks, Sir Ashraf. Also joining me in today's discussion is Professor Liorat Ali Khan, joining us via Skype from Kansas, and Professor Jennifer Lowenstein from Madison on the phone. Welcome to you both. If we can start with you, Professor Liorat Ali Khan. Professor, 17 days into the onslaught, the Israeli onslaught on Gaza, what is your impression?
I think it is excessive use of force. The first thing that comes to our mind is that Israeli armed forces are using disproportionate force on the people of Gaza. So I think that's the first thing that comes to my mind as a lawyer, that this is not acceptable under any norms of international law. Even if there were no casualties, I think this much force is simply unacceptable. But given that Gaza is very densely populated, I think this disproportionate use of force becomes even more alarming. And therefore, I think the United Nations Human Rights Council and other institutions, they are rightfully saying that Israel is on the wrong side of international law.
Professor Lowenstein, how do you see the situation?
I see it in a much more, I guess, dramatic and dark way. For me, it's very simple. the entire Israeli operation is illegal. It is a form of aggression that is completely uncalled for and under the UN Charter and according to some of the main justices at the Nuremberg trials after the Second World War, the whole operation is entirely illegal. There is no excuse for it. It is a slaughter. It is a form of ethnic cleansing. It is an attempt by Israel to justify its incremental and ongoing policy of the erasure of Palestinian existence. They have already managed to destroy the Palestinian national movement, to divide Palestine into three non-contiguous units. They will continue to do so. I think the European institutions are disgraceful in the way they have responded. They talk but do nothing to try to stop it. The United States, meanwhile, leads the way in justifying Israel's behavior by saying in our news media that Hamas, but Israel